Hello and welcome. Today we're going to be going through an exercise on grounding. Grounding has a wide variety of purposes and uses, and it has for centuries. But today we're going to focus on two of them. The first, being able to discharge the static that's in your body and allow the earth to take it away from you. And the second purpose is the ability to bring our heads out of the clouds. Sometimes we dream too much of the future, or we fantasize about what is to come, and we need to reroot ourselves back in the now. Both reasons we're going to teach using the same method, just as a way to bring us back to our center and back to our core. So let's go through the mechanics of the exercise. In a moment, I'm going to walk you through the visualization, but I want to talk to you for a second about how your body works. It's like an electrical circuit. You have a positive and a negative side, and just like in an electrical circuit that grounds to the earth. So if you imagine the energy coming in the top of your head, travels down through your body, that energy is then able to be turned into different emotions within your body. Then it exits your root, which is right by your bum, and exits to the earth. A very, very simple metaphor for you to use to understand the energy flow through your body. So in this process, we're going to be visualizing extending a root from our bum deep down into the earth, and having that root then branch off once it gets deep in the soil into many little different roots. Then we're going to turn on a tap and allow that static or that energy to drain out of us and connect to the earth, just like an electrical circuit. So let's begin. No matter how you're sitting or laying currently, I want you just to give your body a wiggle and make sure you're comfortable. Then I want you to visualize exactly how you're currently sitting. Are you sitting in a chair, a couch, or even laying in the bed? It doesn't matter. Just visualize how you are. Now tighten your focus onto the entire area around your root and extend a deep trunk the size and the width of your bum all the way down deep into the earth. If you're in a building, extend it down past the concrete, past the foundation, past all the pipes, and see it finding the soil deep below you. Once you're there, see it rooting out and breaking out into smaller trunks and smaller roots, spreading wide and deep within that soil. Allow yourself to feel that stability, just like an old oak tree that has a massive root structure that holds it still in the storms. Once you have that connection and that stability, I want you to picture the inside of your body full of static, like the old TVs before digital cable, that snow screen when the channel wasn't quite right. But I want you to see that static as liquid, and like pulling the plug in the bottom of a bathtub, I want you to see it start to drain down that root, that trunk, and be absorbed by the earth below you. Take your time. Visualize that draining slowly but completely. this practice on your own, you can make this process take as less time as you need, or as much as you need. As you get good at this, go slow. Go off the cues in your body and allow them to tell you when you're done. As we finish up, I want you to start to retract those roots. See the roots that you split off into small roots coming back together as you're pulling that trunk back up into your body. Feel that pull back up through the soil, through the concrete or the foundation that's below you, and retracting back up into your bum. As we finish up, take a nice, deep, solid breath. Allow me to take the time to say thank you for joining me here in this exercise. I hope you're able to make this your own and have great success with this one or many others we offer. I hope you have a wonderful day.